stuffy, famous person. She wore comfortable jeans and had on a pair of tennis shoes. No one would ever look at her and think she was a writer, used to sitting at a computer. Roan smiled to himself. Looks were always deceiving. Or, what was the saying? Don't judge a book by its cover. As a special forces operator, his life depended upon being observant. He was ruthless in his observation of Shiloh Gallagher. Some of her red hair was in a long, thick braid, falling between her shoulder blades. He could tell she was working out just by her graceful walk. Her hands were supple, fingers long, nails blunt cut. The only scent around her was her own, a unique feminine scent that stirred up lust in him. Glad she didn't wear perfume. In the house, it would be hell on his sensitive nose. He did pick up a subtle honeysuckle fragrance, figuring it was probably the soap she used, either on her hair or her skin. More than anything, he liked the freckles sprinkled across her nose and cheeks. It made him feel good that she didn't try to cover them up with makeup. She wore pink lipstick, but he could discern no other cosmetics. It seemed that Shiloh, despite being a bona fide city slicker, liked to be au naturel. Roan wondered if her mother, Isabella, had been the same way. Maybe he'd find out later, because Shiloh seemed shy. He sensed a lot of vulnerability about her, and wondered if she was able to protect herself. Could she defend herself if needed? Shiloh had walked ahead of him, and Roan watched as she halted and helped a gray-haired lady among the travelers who had accidentally dropped her purse. Roan stopped, assessing the interaction. Shiloh was the only one who seemed concerned. She quickly picked up the purse, smiling at the woman, chatting with her, helping her place the strap back upon her rounded shoulder. She asked if she needed more help. The woman said she did, so Roan walked over and cocked his head toward Shiloh. "Can I be of help here?" he asked her. Nodding, Shiloh kept her hand on the elder's arm.
"Yes, this is Mrs. Ellie Sanders. She has a bag, Mr. Taggart. Could you possibly get it and carry it out for her? She's meeting her brother, who hasn't shown up yet."
Tipping his hat to the elder, Roan said,
"Ma'am, why not show me which bag is yours? I'll be happy to carry it out for you."
Ellie gave him a look of relief.
"Oh, thank you, son. My brother will be here shortly. If you can just carry it outside to the benches, I'll wait for him there."
"Yes, ma'am," he murmured.
Shiloh kept her arm on the woman because she limped badly and didn't seem all that sturdy. Grateful that Roan would do this for her, Shiloh wondered if the hardness of his facial features was only skin deep. She'd watched his eyes turn kind, his deep voice grow gentle as he chatted respectfully with unsteady Ellie. As a writer, she gleaned information from small things, such as voice, body language, and watching a person's eyes. Humorously, Shiloh thought Taggart would make a great romance hero. He wasn't pretty, and he wasn't exactly charming, rather rough-hewn. But he had courtly manners, and was kind to the flustered Ellie, so he got a gold star from her because of that. As Shiloh stood at the carousel waiting for her luggage to appear, she watched Roan with the elder, who was half his size. He didn't try to hurry her or force her to walk faster than she could. She watched Ellie fall under his spell. Who wouldn't? Shiloh almost swore she saw the woman become more plucky, more active, smiling all the time with rugged Roan Taggart at her side. Yeah, this cowboy could make a woman feel really good about herself. Frowning, she turned and saw her first bag arrive, so she hauled it off the carousel and set it nearby. She had 6 bags in total since she was going to stay with Maud for 2 months. She knew Roan would be back in a few minutes after settling Ellie outside to wait for her brother. It was utter pleasure watching Roan walk casually back into the airport and head in her direction. The man moved with a masculine grace Shiloh had rarely seen, and on him, it was a perfect fit with his rugged quality, his work-worn jeans, those ropey lower arms and large hands. There was such a blatant sensuality about him. His masculinity was squarely in her face. She noticed how many women's heads swiveled as he strode by them. Tucking away her smile, Shiloh picked up her last suitcase and set it down next to the others.
Got them all?